You're listening to the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Here's Cody Wilson.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to the latest episode of the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Our presenting sponsor is Aloe Fiber. We're also sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. If you guys give me just a minute, you know the drill. I need to pay some bills. Aloe Fiber offers 100% fiber optic connections for home internet, TV, and phone services. It's the best there is. Trust me, I know these things. You could visit them at 808 9th Street in Greeley. Call 970-503-5055, or you can visit them at alofiber.com. No buffering, no lag, no death circles, just crazy, lightning, fast internet speeds. Don't wait. Do it right now. We're also sponsored by Jerry Lemons and the wonderful folks at Lemons Heating and Cooling, from helping you figure out why your energy bill is through the roof to installing an entire HVAC system on a new construction property. Trust you're in the best of hands when you work with us. LemonsHeatingandCooling.com for more information. Thank you guys for sponsoring the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. I am meteorologist Cody Wilson with Denver and Front Range Weather. It is Monday, March 16th, 2026. And the main theme for this upcoming week is going to be the warm temperatures that build in throughout the course of the week. In fact, it's going to feel like late spring or early summer by the time we get to Wednesday. And what's crazy is with the frigid start to this morning, many of you are in the single digits and teens. By Wednesday, our high temperatures are going to be in the 80s. How stupid is that? Oh, Colorado being Colorado. And one of the reasons why it's going to be so warm is because, one, a very strong dome of high pressure is going to build into the desert southwest. And two, on the north side of this high pressure, which flows clockwise, air flows clockwise around high pressure. Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, we're going to be on the kind of the northern fringes of this dome, if you will. And so for the most part, the prevailing flow is going to be out of the northwest. And so because of a pressure gradient, it is going to be blowy at times. So do expect a mountain wave to persist on the Continental Divide going up into Wyoming. Gusts of 50 to 70 miles per hour today, especially above 8,000 feet. I don't think those winds will bleed down onto the I-25 corridor in the Eastern Plains, but the wind will become more widespread on Tuesday. I don't think it'll be the damaging winds we saw just a few days ago, but gusts in the 20 to 40 mile per hour range can't be ruled out. And so that wind, that compressional heating as air moves off the mountains, is the reason why we're going to make such a big jump in temperatures. Beginning on Tuesday, we'll be back in the widespread 70s after being only in the 40s and 50s today. And then the compressional heating with the high pressure building in gets us back into the 80s starting on Wednesday going through this upcoming weekend. In fact, if you're along and south of Highway 50 in southern Colorado and in southwest Kansas, many of you are going to crack 90 degrees for the first time. So very anomalous for this time of the year. However, I don't think it's going to last forever. Give it about a week and I think the weather pattern changes again. And of course, I'll let you know as we get closer. But also, you know, this isn't a conducive forecast, obviously, for those of you that suffer from barometric pressure changes, of course, but also for those of you who are just going through it right now in Nebraska, my heart is with all of you. I know you're going through a lot right now with the Morrill and the Cottonwood fire, which has been taken over by a Type 1 incident management team. And so hopefully we see some progress made on containment with these fires throughout the upcoming week. But if you are somebody who is listening to my podcast and you live in the vicinity of these fires, in addition to the resources that that Type 1 incident management team provides you, and your communities out there, I will also be focusing on doing some spot weather forecasts and sending out updates as well, so that you guys can make decisions in the best interests of you, your friends and your families and your communities, and also so that there aren't any surprises. So a relatively mundane, dry, warm, bordering hot week this week, occasionally windy at times. So I do expect all of you, if you can, to get outside and enjoy the warmth, enjoy the dry weather, but do so responsibly. Remember, it is still a tinderbox out there, despite some of the snow that we received. It's not going to take long for it to dry out and cure that vegetation again. And then we're talking about elevated fire danger again, starting as early as Tuesday. So just be responsible. Don't be a dum-dum. And of course, if you see something, say something, but I'll keep you updated regardless of what's going on the book face, Denver and Front Range Weather Online, CodyTheWeatherGuy.com, Instagram and X at CodyTheWeatherGuy. Every Monday and Friday, I join Brian and Tanner on the Good Morning NoCo show. And then every Monday, the Cody the Weather Guy podcast drops at 1310KFKA.com. And it's also available to download for free on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So you guys be safe, stay healthy, take care of each other. Don't be dum-dums. And we'll talk again very, very soon. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye. Boop.